best of Real Radio, where you get to hear a segment from every show, packed into 1 hour. How's that for convenient? Now, as a public service, The Hideout presents A Roadmap to Dysfunction with Chunks and the Fat Man Diaries.
Okay, yeah, this is kind of an awkward one. A special Chunks Fat Man Diary for those who are listening. Obviously, there's been some changes around the station today. Let's start with the date. November 8th, 2006. This is about today.
Hey, Chunks, it's Tommy here. Mind if I jump in? I might have a few things to add to your Fat Man.
I can never get one of these off. Even when we don't work for the station anymore, I cannot finish one of these things straight up. No, go ahead. I can't wait to hear
it. No, you start.
It's going to involve you having sex or getting laid. I know you're going to have to throw out there that chicks were all over you. And you're a male model, something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. It is with sad regret that this will be my final Fat Man Diary.
What?
Yes.
Final one?
Yeah,
thank God!
Come on!
Woo!
Really that bad?
Finally ending this segment!
Hey, thanks for the encouragement. This is hard enough as it is. Though,
put that away, then.
Yeah, it's... Despite everything, see, that's my next line. Despite everything, I'm sure that everyone's elated at the end of these diaries.
Yes.
And then I run it, way to go out. I didn't know if I would have the strength to write this entry, but thanks to H57Hootie, H57.com, I got more energy, more strength, went to the gym beforehand, cleared my head, and found the inner strength to continue to write this. 877-H57 diet, H57.com. Please go to them. That could be our only shot in hell of getting any kind of money at all.
Jesus Christ, you're a whore.
Yeah, that's right. Boys,
don't forget PARS and yeah. Premier Autosyn.
Think of this diary as a hidden feature on a DVD. Though not a good DVD. More like Joe versus the Volcano. Or Set It Off, something along those lines.
Oh, God. Is it? You haven't even started your story yet.
This is two minutes in,
and you haven't even started it.
I still can't finish one of these things, and people may or may not know what's going on.
Okay, let me read it for you.
Oh, hey, great. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
So now what, I'm going to have to wing it?
Wing it like you're a winger.
Oh, hey, by the way, these diaries, a lot of them have a little extra padding in them, just so you know. Thanks for ripping that
out. Does that mean, like, your pants?
But I guess I digress. Obviously, it appears as of now that the Hideout
has the entire week off! Woo!
Yes, and a lot after.
What do you mean, after?
After.
After what?
After this week, we're probably, not going to be able to...
What? What, are they going to put in our place?
It'd be funny, because we're replaying this, and there's an edit, and people are going to want to know what it is. But you will find out soon enough. I guess it's kind of difficult and be a little bit more serious here.
The show that got paid absolutely nothing was too expensive to keep on air, apparently.
See, now this is supposed to be positive.
It's not... It's not positive.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, damn it, this is how my diaries go all the time.
Yes.
Never-ending story drop's not here. What are you going to do with that one?
I'll edit it.
Nothing.
Since you're not going to do your Fat Man, let me do Tommy's non-Fat Man diary.
Okay, go ahead.
Last night I went to bed around 4 or 5 in the morning. I had watched Nip Tuck and thought it was a great episode. Early this morning I woke up...
Get on with it already! Christ, do mine carry on?
Yes!
You guys honestly get...
Yes!
Alright, go ahead.
This is a much faster version than you. Shut it! I woke to an angel in my room this morning. She had big boobs and a kicking body. She said, "Hi, sleepyhead. How are you?" I said, "I'm much better now, angel." What? Why are you giving me that look?
Was she the wings on your heart of desire?
Yes.
Yes.
As she peeled off her clothes like a banana, she jumped into bed with me, and I was ready for a banana split. Yeah!
Are you kidding?
That's what you write!
And you guys let me do this for a year and a half?
Yes!
That's crap?
You never heard of best of with
it? And by the way, it's not what I write. It's what I wrote back in the day. Yeah.
But
go ahead.
After one great session of working out in bed, I took a little nap. I had not had my H57 Hootia that day yet, so I was a bit fatigued. Because believe me, it was one tough workout. like opening day.
The hell? What does that even mean?
It means
I'm
like
not really that incoherent, but people are really laughing at it because it's so stupid.
Yes, yes, it is. And then I got a phone call. I noticed it was Chunks calling from 703.
Seriously, yes. You don't. Yeah, go ahead. Everyone has my phone number. Everyone has it.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Go ahead.
As I opened the phone, I actually got service from my crappy Sprint phone for once. On the other end, Chunks goes, "Hey, dude, I got some news for you. We got fired." I said, "Oh my, what are you talking about?" He said,
"Fired like a Coleman grill?"
"Dude, fired like whatever gay thing I just said." I said, "Are you serious?" "Yeah, dude, it's over. We got fired." As I shut my phone, I realized I was shutting another chapter in my radio career. Shutting my life down in Central Florida. Cutting myself away from Orlando, Maitland, and Altamont.
Much like the closing trilogy in J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit? No? That's bad, that's bad. I did that. Or not, you're gonna leave it in. I know you are. So that's how it ends? Do mine really end all that crappy?
No, I didn't fall down or get stood up or anything, because I had sex again after that.
In case you can't tell from all the innuendos, we, Hideout might not be heard in Orlando, and by might I mean probably won't ever be heard. And if things were a fair and just world, Hefe and Dubs would be here right now as opposed to us sneaking this in and having it play later on, but Tommy and I are all you had, and to be serious on one note, we came down here not really knowing what to expect.
I was promised a lot.
Yeah, that's true. You know, what are you going to do? We didn't know who we'd meet, and I know when we first started out, we weren't sure at all. There was a few people that would come in for the open door policy, and we honestly really didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. And then we met all the heretics, and I think each one of them touched us in a very special way.
I'm still suing people for that.
Yeah, well, that's Gaijin persuasion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dubs probably touched it. Well, that's, you know, whatever. That's an old joke. I don't even know why I'm making jokes. But obviously, hopefully, there are still people who will get to hear this and pass the word. And, I mean, Hefe and Dubs are fine. They're cool. They left today with smiles on their faces. I think everyone, maybe not so much for Tommy and I, but in this industry, it's cutthroat, and you can be going along doing something, and the next day, it's done, you know? And
one day, while you're filled with passion, you open your phone, only to have that passion sucked out of you like a black hole.
That was a good one. What is this, like a Geico commercial? Are you the guy translating?
What, do I look like a lizard?
Are my analogies, like, seriously that bad? Because I'm trying to finish this thing off, and I didn't know how crappy I'd sound.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Yes.
Like, I'm going to listen back to this tonight and be horrid that this is going to be it, our last sign-off.
What I would like to say to everyone who's listening, thank you, God bless, all that stuff. Thank you for liking the show, whether you liked me, hated me, whatever you thought of me or Chunks or Hefe or Dubs or Matt Albert. We may have bitched and complained sometimes, but we had fun. A lot of people thought I didn't like them. I'm just not an outwardly friendly guy. It takes me a while before I'm going to go, "Hey, how you doing?" and all that stuff. And I liked this job. It was fun. I didn't think necessarily everything always clicked with the show here for whatever reason. And honestly, I had fun. If I didn't, I would have left a long time ago, because honestly, doing this particular job here in Orlando has actually cost me several thousand of dollars, because I'm just telling the truth. I'm laying it all out there. It cost me thousands of dollars because I made so little money here that all the money that I'd saved up my entire life is almost gone at this point. So I'm not quite sure if anyone wants to help me get a U-Haul for free to move back home. That'd be appreciated. You can still email me, bateman@wtks.com, for that. And, or if you're just a hot girl and you want some naked pictures.
Still trying to
what?
Help you feel better?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Maybe a little. Unless you're fat, don't bother.
Or ugly.
Yeah, it's true. That's Chunks at WTKS.
Usually if you're thin, you're not ugly. So go ahead, yeah.
So, I'd like to thank Catherine Brown for always treating me well. Dan Stone, Chris Kantmeyer, I've never met you, so thanks for not talking to me, I guess. Jeff Wagstaff, awesome guy. Jack, Otto, Jana, and even everyone else on the Phillips File. Always look forward to seeing you guys in the hallway. And all the monsters, and Shannon Burke Show, especially SBK, and Cabin Boy, even though I think you might be a little...
Yeah, that's obvious. Allegedly. Gotta throw that in. Never know what's gonna happen.
What, is he gonna get me fired? Whatever. And everyone else that came to the station, sorry for kind of bringing it down here. Let me try to think of an analogy while Chunk signs off here.
Yeah. Going back to Catherine and Dan, would like to say that, honestly, they felt horribly. Again, it's just something that happens in this industry, and please don't be angry with them or any of the other shows. All of them have been very cool and nice and obliged. I can't
awful.
I'm choked up. Everyone's been real cool and nice to us, and thank you for voicing everything. And
radio's like a sword. Live and die by it.
Christ, that's awful.
And then he called up and said, "Hey, dude." So that's what you say. Everybody that calls you apparently goes, "Hey, dude."
Well, I like the old TV show. But, again, as far as it goes with the Hideout, as I said, I wish Hefe and Dubs could be here. They'd be doing this a lot better. Truly, they're professionals and...
Way to run me down. Thanks.
Sorry. Truly, they're professionals and they're very kind. And honestly, I know that all the heretics out there and the Monster Militia... You guys were opening up to us, and you made us feel comfortable around here when I think other elements might not necessarily have made us feel comfortable. And you helped to make this very easy, and thank you guys for all the calls and everything. You could still email Bateman or I. Obviously, can't answer too many questions right now, but like a phoenix rising from the ashes, the Hideout will be back again.
Why would you choose such an obvious one?
Can help it.
Why can't you say, like, Brandon Lee and the Crow?
Stone.
Why can't you choose a good one like Brandon Lee and the Crow? We will rise from the dead and take revenge and kick some ass.
Caw, caw! Oh, wait. It's a different chapter.
Yes.
Which may be unfolding or may not.
Mm.
You know what that means, do you?
Stay tuned to various websites to keep track of where the Hideout.
Heretics.net, FullBlownAids.com, RonFez.net. We will keep in touch with you guys. Let us know.
Especially if you're a hot chick. Look at those boobs.
Keep on that board. The Hefe and Dubs, I'd like to personally thank you guys for all the fun and the heretics and everyone who's been real cool to us. I'd like to thank you guys, and we'll be keeping in touch. Oh, wait, I got to do the always talk good. Question everything. Stay classy, Orlando. Wake up with the monsters in the morning. Shannonburg Show midday is Phil's file in the afternoon. Hideout back eventually. McKinnon 08. We out, bitch.
5001.
All of our talk shows together like a family, which explains why we can only do this 2 hours a day. It's the best of real radio 104.1.